What powers this large UPS designed for routers, cameras, and a surveillance system? What are the actual specifications of the battery inside? Does the device overheat? Join me for a review of the UPS/LifePO4 UPS with a claimed capacity of 30,000 mAh, offering voltages of 5 volts, 9 volts, 12 volts, / PoE 24 volts, a clear LCD display, dimensions of 21.1 by 8.6 by 13 centimeters, and a weight of 1.6 kilograms. The set includes 3 cables, one mains cable, one power cable, and 2 with DC jack sockets, which act as splitters. The unit itself is quite large, but its capacity justifies this. The manual describes the contents of the pack and the UPS itself in detail. The device even has the option to connect a PV panel, provided the panel's output voltage is within the range of 9 to 22 volts, up to 18 watts. Let's start with the display and the first charge. An interesting phenomenon occurred here. Initially, the device was drawing a good 50 watts, but then it quickly stopped charging prematurely, with the power dropping to practically 1 watt. I left the device overnight, after which I decided to carry out a proper capacity measurement. Load current, 1.5 amps. Voltage, 5 volts. I repeated the test twice. Results, 14.82 amp hours and 69.49 watt hours. 14.87 amp hours and 70.08 watt hours. 14.87 amp hours is the capacity at the USB output, although the photo shows that the voltage dropped to 4.62 volts under load. To calculate the capacity of the cells themselves, I usually used a conversion factor that takes losses into account. I divided the measurement by 0.65. Okay, but these are LifePO4 cells, and they generally have a nominal voltage of 3.2 volts. In that case, the calculation needs to be done slightly differently. Let's assume a measurement in watt hours. The meter showed around 70 watt hours of energy delivered. Since 30 amp hours is promised, the manual states 2 times 15,000 milliamp hours, at 3.2 volts, the pack should store 96 watt hours. Extracting 70 watt hours from 96 watt hours implies a converter efficiency of 73%. Taking into account voltage boosting and losses, this is a perfectly correct and normal result. This means that the actual capacity is indeed around 30 amp hours. But let's check the other aspects as well. The QC works fine. I managed to enable 12 volt, at which point I could draw around 1.5 amps. At 9 volt, the current is 2 amps, and at 5 volt, up to 3 amps. The smartphone also correctly negotiates a higher voltage. When loading the individual outputs, I managed to draw up to 50 watts, a brief heat-up test, after applying just under 50 watts for an hour. The temperature inside is up to 50 degrees Celsius. It's hard for me to tell from the outside what's causing it to heat up so much. I didn't want to damage the casing. However, you can remove the batteries. To sum up, the UPS manages to deliver the promised 45 watts. QC also works correctly and delivers the promised currents, whilst the display is useful and easy to read. Concerns about capacity proved unfounded. After adjusting for the 3.2 volt voltage for lithium phosphate 4 and recalculating the 70 watt hours delivered, the result confirms the stated 30 amp hours. The unit lives up to expectations. It may seem rather bulky at first glance, but that's understandable. Finally, at the intended installation site, I also tested the PoE. That worked flawlessly too. I suppose that's about it. Do you use this type of UPS?